to be able to battle back and get the game even, and then obviously into overtime. What did your club do better as the night wore on?
We were real strong on our forecheck, and we had pieces of it early, but nothing sustained. I thought we did the second half of the game. Our forecheck got pretty solid, pretty strong, created a lot of loose pucks, and had some chances, but and so did they. But I for a road game, you know, we built as the game went on, and I liked the hockey part of it for sure.
So much talk coming into the game about your guy in Line A and their guy in Ovechkin. What did you see from those two players?
I thought Patty really in his line got stronger as the game went on. 5-on-3 and a 4-on-3. You're going to give their shooter, you know, he's going to get too many opportunities. They had 12 shots in the power play tonight. Again, 5-on-3 and 4-on-3 had a big piece of that. So both real good shooters.
Down so early in the game on a 5-on-3, yeah. Two very quick penalty calls. That's obviously a bit of a hole to dig out of.
Yeah, but I thought we handled it right. I felt that the whole game at 2-1. I liked the way we came out in the third. It was smart and hard and aggressive, but we weren't trading. Didn't open up too early. That's a tough hole, 5-on-3. You know, you never complain about the second call. Is always a good one, 5-on-3, to be honest with you. The first one, we'd have liked to go the other way, but didn't happen, so didn't get the kill, and then steadied the ship a little bit. I thought they were better than we were in the first, and then by the second half of that game, we were pretty good.
Tough to challenge or manage the risk reward element in overtime when there's only three on three. Is that
right? So you get your 2-on-1, and you don't make it good, and it's a bobbling puck, and usually the ice is just, you know, brutal at the end of it. So keep it in. You're going to get a chance. You don't. You give up a pretty good one.
Hendricks left the game. Paul, any update on him?
Yeah, nothing till tomorrow, but I don't have him as a player tomorrow, right now.
Coach, for the Finnish audience who is not seeing Patrick playing every night, what is it that has allowed him to go on this scoring burst? What's the growth?
It's his skating, really. I mean, this guy's 19 years old. He's still growing into his body. He'll become more and more powerful in what he's doing now. I would say over the last month especially, is his leg strength is improving, and he's covering more ice quicker, which sets up his timing for everything, how he gets a puck off his stick, everything else. He's, he's just maturing. He's 19 years old, and he's getting better every game.
Has he exceeded your expectations?
Well, yeah, man. Yeah. He's 19. 36 last year. Don't know where he's going to get to this year. There just aren't very many men like this in the history of our game, right? They had another one on the other team. It's a rarity. Yeah, he's been fantastic.
Paul, how about going into Nashville tomorrow to wrap up the road trip?
Well, opportunity to have a real strong road trip. Always a challenge back-to-back, certainly going into there. But light at the tunnel, end of the tunnel for our guys. 3-1-on-1 could be a real good trip for us.